I knocked out Isaiah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that 1-2 is phenomenal, man. What a 1-2. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Pound for Pound Radio, Charlie Zonoff, the greatest boxer of all time. Not just your time, but of all time. Better than Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali is overrated. He never boxed like that. I told you, one-hitter quitters are the best possible result you can get because, you know, it's just one punch, bam, you know, but... And motherfuckers asked for combination punching, and I did it. I did it. I mean, like, you asked for it, boom. You know, I threw a left, and I was taking my time. I was very composed, and I knocked the guy out. I mean, like, what more do you want? Well, just look at that 1-2. Look at that. Bam, bam. Look at that shit. Son of a bitch doesn't... He fucking literally hit the car. I punched him literally from the sidewalk to the road. You got to have a lot of power to do that, man. With that being said, I don't even have to fight anymore. However, I will. I just need a break. That's it. Because if you think about it, I took a one and a half month break, and then I came right back to, like, fighting. Well, now I want another 1.5 months. Honestly, I think 2 months would be ideal. I don't know if that's going to happen because there's always sporadic fights taking place. But if I stay indoors, you know, it's kind of boring. No, today I went to go see Anastasia. Look, Anastasia has the best ass I ever seen. Anastasia Kvitko, yeah, her. The Rus- She's Russian like me. I'm Russian. Look, I know she's single. I know she doesn't have kids. I know where she's at too. I was there today. She wasn't there. There's some other hot girls though. But you know, I'm loyal. I asked her out. I want to get her. But I don't know, man. I always had a feeling that I'd be with an older girl. 24, that's not a problem. Come on, with a body like that, I mean, you know, if you're having sex with a girl that hot, you're not going to think about her age. You know, she's 24. No, because I'm trying to get somebody like who's at least 28, 29, 27. I don't know if I can call her an ex-girlfriend. Well, a girl that I went out with once, Bunny, Playboy model, she's, let's see, at that time she was 27, so she's should be 28 now. Look, my head is saying Anastasia, but my heart is saying Kim Kardashian. Yeah? Look, I know, man, I know. She's married, happily married with retard West, excuse me, Kanye West. 4 kids. No, but see, that's the thing about it, man. Like, I had a wife, man, and like, when my wife gave me shit, she was, like, I was like, man. Because, look, my wife used to go to this beauty salon, right? I said, fuck, my ex-wife, man, you know what I mean? My ex-wife used to go, Daria, she used to go to this beauty salon. And there was another girl almost as hot as her. Like, literally, like, they were both hot as fuck, but Daria was hotter. But I fucked Daria every single day, and she was giving me shit. And guess what happened? And me and Daria got into an argument one time. And while we were married, and I just ended up getting the number of this other girl from Daria. I said, hey, give me her number. And then Daria literally gave me a real number. And then I was like, I called the other girl, and I'm like, nah, fuck this, you know. And I'm like, I have a wife, you know. No, just me and her got into an argument. So what I'm trying to say is every time Kim K argues with Kanye West. I mean, it's pretty obvious they do. Everybody does. But she even said she almost broke up with him. It's on video. When she argues with Kanye West, who do you think she thinks of, man? I don't know. I can't get in her head. But probably Charlie Zonoff. Because I made a shit ton of videos about her, man. You know what I mean? And when this interview... like, okay, look. This is going to be the last... When this interview drops... I mean... Like I said, if I'm with somebody, then yeah, never mind, of course. But if I'm not, if I'm still banging these side pieces, Camilla, Samantha, women that I could wife, but I don't wish to wife them. I like I said, my head is with Anastasia and other girls, but my heart is always with Kim K. I don't know why. I don't know why I fell for a MILF, a really hot MILF with 4 kids. God damn, that's a lot of kids. I'm happy for her, you know, she has some nice kids, you know what I mean, like, I really am, like, honestly, I got no hard feelings for her, because there's a woman out there that is trying to, she's trying to get a restraining order on me, and for no reason, a girl that I work, I don't even want to mention her name, because I think you all know her name, But guess what? I got some dirt on her. She, okay, I had a fiance that she used to get off on this shit. She would just love to get dudes locked up or get them restraining orders. My ex-fiance, Claudia. I never dated Jillian. Jill, whatever the fuck her name is. But I tried to because she came up to me first. She was the one who was talking to me. I don't know if she was hitting on me or not. I don't know. It was kind of hard to tell. But she was, the point is she was physically saying, she's like, hey, what's up? My name is this and that. And then next, okay, I was assigned. I don't even want, you already said on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Charlie's on off 8 on Twitter. Yeah, it's the, you know, that's the screen name they gave me. With one F, and my name's still two Fs, but yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I know Kim's getting old and all, but I mean, the woman just never ages, man. She's like, she's 38 looking like she's fucking 25, man, honestly. Like, literally, that's how old Kim looks. If she wasn't famous and if I just seen her on the street and just try to hit on her, I did hit on her in real life. It was her glimpse, I seen her, and she just said hi, and that's it, you know. I don't know what to say about her anymore, but no, there's this girl, Kate, her publicist. I mean, yeah, I met her, you know, in real life. You all seen it. I mean, I can always go for her, but see, it's just like, man, like, you always want to get the original girl you went for in the beginning, right? You know, but I can't waste my whole life on her, you know what I mean? I just can't do that, you know. Like I said, I got to finish my community service 5-6 months, maybe sooner. 5-6 months at the latest, I'll get it done, and that's a lot of time that I still have left to be in Los Angeles, and I think, like, I'd say 90% I'm gonna get married again in Los Angeles, but if I don't, for some reason, if I keep getting into breakups and all this shit, then I will head back to the Ukraine, either get my first wife back, who obviously the woman that I love the most in this world, loved, I said, not love, I don't love her anymore. I like her, but I don't love her anymore. I'm kind of over her, but I'm attracted to her, but the feeling is kind of, because I haven't been with her for so long, man. It's been fucking 3 years already, like, damn. Well, officially, we got divorced in 2017 because of the process, but. But yeah, man, like, when this interview drops, it's going to leak in, like, 2020, maybe 2019. Like, either January or December, November, October. Like, I can't tell you exactly when. It's a surprise for everybody. But it is a big-time interview, man. It is more big-time than anything fucking Mike Tyson and ever, or any of these fucking punk fucking fake TV boxers ever did, dog. You know what I'm saying? No, I think Tyson is a boxer, but he's just overrated. I'd say he's like an average boxer. He's, you know, compared to me, he's had a one stage fight and the rest. I mean, dude, this guy was getting his ass kicked by Franz Botha. I mean, yeah, he won the fight. He knocked him out. But like, dude, I mean, you should not be getting your ass kicked by Franz Botha. You should have what Tyson did to him, what was it, round 5? He should have done that to him right away. Like, well, that's what I do to my opponents. When I go to the gym, I knock out Marines like that right away. KO, TKO, whatever the fuck. Like, look at my last fight. You know what I'm saying? Isaiah would knock Tyson out cold in, like, seconds, man. People, like, these fucking idiots, like, these delusional trolls, like HFH, Mental Stanley, fucking Troll TV is completely retarded. Like, he's, like, not even, like, coherent, man. You know what I mean? That dude's, like, literally, like, Slur TV. You know, Slur TV. You know what I'm saying? These guys are retarded. You know what I mean? Like, they only count my wins versus Temple. Like, yeah, you beat Temple. But then the guy, like, the real fighters that I beat, like, it's assault or it's sparring, you know? But with Temple, it's like, this is it. Yeah, you beat Temple. Super fight. Yeah, but Temple's not a fucking fighter. Temple's just some random guy. Literally, just some random crazy guy that runs around with a wig, just that does whatever it takes. And now, but now, here's the thing with Temple, though. Tempo is stupid as fuck, extremely stupid, but he's not that stupid, because even he knows that he can't beat me, because he tried once, then twice, then three times, and he lost all three times, and he's like, hey, you know what, he even said himself, I hate Tempo, I fucked him up, I beat the shit out of him, I gave him 33 punches, bam, 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 But even he knows, and that's why he even said, you hitters better pay me. Otherwise, I ain't going back to you. Because he knows he's going to get his ass knocked out. And even if they pay him, I don't think he's going to come. Because he already came three times. More. He came three times. And I'm saying we fought three times. And the last time, he literally like was... Everybody admitted I won. It's not about that. But right after that, they went back to hating. Dude, that's why I said, you haters are mentally retarded. You're delusional. I don't need your credit. Because if you give me credit, which you already did, you're just going to go back after and say the same shit. Like, what's the point of your credit? See, like, if you motherfuckers would be like, yeah, man, Charlie fucking beat his ass, Charlie won, and then you would just disappear from the internet, then yeah, then I would give you some credit. But then you go back to the same old bullshit you were onto before I beat Tempo. And you know I'm telling the truth, man. Come on. What you people are doing is illegal. Illegal. That's it. I'm a real fighter. I knock people out. What you people are doing, harassing women, you're harassing women. It doesn't matter if it's my girlfriend, somebody else's girlfriend. The point is you're harassing women that I know that I'm affiliated with. You know what I mean? That is illegal, especially the justice system believes women, and that's it. You people are doing illegal shit. You're contacting these girls saying, hey, man, hey, look at Charlie. He's so violent. He beats the shit out of everybody. You know, he's a boxer. He knocks everyone out. Yeah, exactly. I'm a boxer. It knocks everyone out. I'm the GOAT. But the thing is, man, what you're trying to get girls scared, and a normal woman, like, okay, all the, like, a lot of my, like, 97% of my girlfriends do not take the haters serious. Or, like, any girl that I was affiliated with. They don't. And, that's the truth, man. And this piece of shit, HFH, some troll, some retarded troll that I always make fun of. Like, yeah, man, like, I'll break your fucking jaw, dude. I mean, like, look what happened to your boy Temple. I mean, he got obliterated. I mean, nah, that guy doesn't want to fight. He even said, he's like, we're going to lock you up and shit like that. We got a petition. I screenshotted that comment because that's illegal. You can't just lock somebody up because you don't like them. You know what I mean? Like, hey, yeah, you know, I don't like this person, so I'm just going to, like, get a petition, sign a bunch of signatures, and that's a scam. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Just because you don't like me, yeah, obviously you know that I'm a great boxer. Come on. You know what I mean? Everybody knows that. But let's say you don't like my personality. You can't lock me up because you don't like my personality. You can't do that. Not only is it not right, it's illegal. Therefore, I saved a screenshot from HFH. Another thing. Your home girl Jillian, she actually did this. I don't know if it was the same thing, but she tried to get some guy locked up, and guess what? That guy was acquitted, proving that she's lying. I saw it. I posted the link, and I'm actually going to print that shit out, and I'm going to take it to court with me on August 23rd. And if I see any of you fucking retardos, that's your new nickname, retardo. I see any of you retards at court, I'm telling you right now, you are going to get knocked out. Not inside court, obviously. We'll take it to the parking lot after court or before. Not before, but after. So please do not show up to my court. Yeah, I mean, like what? You want to see, like, the best boxer in the world and a pretty hot girl argue in court? So you just see people love the drama, huh? I'm not going to argue with her. If she has to show up, if she doesn't show up, then this is it. Case dismissed right away. You know what I'm saying? Case dismissed right away. Got some caller here. I don't know who he is. I don't take callers. I don't know. But 3040, man. I'm just chilling, drinking a beer. By the way, I was watching TV today. I don't really watch. I don't watch TV, but there was some cool movie on. And guess what channel it was on? HBO. HBO is so phenomenal, man. Without HBO, boxing with the quotes. Yeah. See, when HBO boxing doesn't exist anymore. So HBO is a fucking amazing channel now, man. Holy shit, man. Yeah. Shout out to HBO, man. I told you guys have no boxing. Turns out I was right, man. Charlie Zonoff is boxing, motherfucker.